Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond. You can hear us 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and pick up right where you left off, live and local here on a Saturday, November 8th. I want to talk college football on the show today, give you my thoughts on the CFP. What would that mean for Virginia to get in? Ranked as the number 14th team in the country, they are hosting Wake Forest with a chance to climb higher every single week, and they should be picked to win every game for the rest of their season. And if they advance to the ACC championship game, I just feel like you can't deny them a spot. But the committee will be looking to, right? They want to limit the ACC to one bid, like it's college basketball and it's the A-10. It's very weird, but it makes sense. The committee looks at the ACC and the brand names, Miami, Florida State, and Clemson. Yeah, those teams aren't as good this year. That's the issue. So I'll give you my thoughts on the initial top 25 for the college football playoffs in the first 12-team bracket. I want to talk college basketball. That season's underway. Good win for Georgetown over Maryland. Starting to work now with Ed Cooley. Maryland's going to have to figure things out with Coach Buzz Williams coming in. Brand new team. But college hoop season underway. And we are, what, 2 weeks away from Feast Week, which is always fun, right? Around Thanksgiving, everybody plays their college basketball tournaments, the MTE, multi-team events. And that's really your opportunity to build out your resume because the committee goes back in March and looks at circles those games from November. I want to talk NBA. I'm enjoying the Wizards losing this season. And I know I can't be the only one, but I think the Wizards this year are pulling off the masterclass in tanking better than they have before. Because I feel like for the first three quarters, they've been in every game. Every single game almost that I've watched, the Wizards have been in it. And then they fall off in the fourth. Because we're not trying to win. We're now 1-8 in the Southeast Division. But Alex Sarr, you know, I talked to you guys in the summer here after I was very disappointed with Summer League and told you guys, I don't know if I believe in Alex Sarr. Well, from what I've seen 9 games into this season, He has showed a lot of promise. I'm super excited. It does seem like he grinded his ass off this summer to get better, not just to get in better shape, but he's had a nice touch around the basket. We knew he was good defensively, but he's starting to hit that outside shot. Keyshawn George was off to a good start to his season. So I think the way the Wizards are tanking this year is more entertaining to the fans. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe you guys are out there and you're not watching the Wizards. You can give us a call throughout the show, 1-800-636-1067. And, of course, we'll talk NFL. Phone lines are open. And that's where I'm going to start. But I'm not going to start with the Commanders. I want to take an early look at the playoff picture. And, of course, Washington's not included. Nowhere to be found in the playoff picture. Following last year, we were all over the playoff picture and got to the Final Four, the NFC Conference Championship game, and most important offseason in franchise history in my mind, and I like the moves they made. And I'm not going to come on here and question the moves of trading for Debo or trading for Laremy Tunsil. Things just didn't work out, and we'll get into that later. But they are not even in the hunt graphic right now. And that means so much to me, and I'll tell you why. Because as a kid who grew up in Fairfax Station, and I was a season ticket holder with my dad for the Commanders for 17 years, the in-the-hunt graphic was everything to me. And I loved math as a kid, and I would like to calculate our chances, see what we would need to do to kind of backdoor sneak into the postseason. Growing up, just being in the hunt kept me interested into late November and December. That was the only reason I watched games as a kid in November, December, because we were in the hunt sometimes. Other times, we weren't. And the team would finish 4-12, and you'd, you know, break your remote, and you'd stop watching the NFL and move on to a different sport. But the years that we were just in the hunt kept me interested to the final game. And then the season would end, I'd be frustrated, and then Dan Snyder would pay some idiot, you know, veteran to come over here, Adam Archuleta, et cetera, and I'd get fired up again. But the in-the-hunt graphic meant so much to me as a kid, and that's why it crushes me now to see that we're not even included. Not even included. And it appears the 23-year streak of not having back-to-back division winners in the NFC East is going to come to an end. Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid, and now it seems to be Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Let's take a look at the playoff picture, and I'll start in the AFC because I do not believe in the AFC first-place team or the AFC second-place team. That is currently the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts. And I am yet to believe in those two quarterbacks. Bo Nix has had a solid sophomore season, and I think the Broncos defensively really do carry them. But 10-7 is what I watched against the Raiders on Thursday night. 10-7. And then, I mean, to be honest with you guys, I went on a rant on my show the next day about how I would love to watch the Commanders-Lions game be 10-7. I know that won't happen. I guarantee that. But I would love to watch a defensive battle like that. We haven't seen that in a long time, it feels like. But the Broncos' offense was atrocious in that game. They couldn't do anything. And we saw what Washington did against the Vegas Raiders this season. So I have no faith in the quarterback for the Broncos, Bo Nix. And, of course, you guys know I am not a believer in Daniel Jones. I will never be a believer in Daniel Jones. I know Daniel Jones can win football games when he has the best running back in the league. And he's had the pleasure of doing that multiple times in his career with Saquon Barkley and now with Jonathan Taylor. But the Colts were shut out by the Steelers' defense because they stopped Jonathan Taylor and they made Daniel Jones go beat them. And he couldn't. And that team had six turnovers. I don't believe in the one seed or the two seed. The three seed's the New England Patriots. I am now believing they're a playoff team. I'm yet to believe they'll win a playoff game. That's where we're at in the AFC. I mean, the AFC playoff picture to me is still very blurry because Buffalo's still my team to beat, even though they're ranked fifth. The Chiefs are on the outside looking in. If it ended today, they will get in. The AFC race is wide open compared to the NFC. And in the NFC, I do think the Eagles are one of the top teams in the conference at 6-2. But they need some momentum going into the playoffs. It feels like this is an Eagles team that has just stubbed their toe And so they've played better as of late here, but this is a big game for them. It's my AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. This is their litmus test here as they travel to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, to face off against the Pack. And I just feel like the winner of that one should have the confidence that they can go out and win the NFC. Because I think those are the two top teams that I really believe in. Tampa Bay, when they're healthy. Seattle, I guess I need to start believing in them. I really didn't. L.A., 49ers, that's a battle this weekend. The winner will have the upper hand. And then Detroit sitting in the seventh seed. Here's what I can confidently say about the NFC. Every team that is currently on the outside of the playoffs, Chicago, Carolina's above 500, yeah. I had to, like, check the standings on that one. What? Bryce Young's winning games? No, they're winning without him. Carolina's 5-4. Minnesota's 4-4, right? Dallas, 3-5-1. Arizona, 3-5. Atlanta, 3-5. And, of course, Washington, 3-6, sitting in 14th place. I don't believe any of those teams can actually win a playoff game this year. One of those teams might be able to sneak in, but I kind of think the NFC is starting to lock itself in here, and it's going to be all about seeding. Because when you look at what Chicago would have to do, like, they're in one of the toughest divisions in football this year. And maybe you could say it has been for a few years with how many wins Minnesota and Detroit got last season. But with Chicago still having to play Green Bay twice, Minnesota once, Detroit once, I don't think they're getting into the postseason. I definitely don't think the Panthers are getting in. Minnesota's the one team because I do believe in their defense, and we don't know enough information about J.J. McCarthy yet because he hasn't played enough to really see how far he can take Minnesota. But Dallas, Arizona, Atlanta, I think all those teams could end up with their coaches on the hot seat by the end of the season. So to me, the playoff picture is a lot more clear in the NFC than it is in the AFC. But there's still a lot of work to be played over the second half of the season. For Washington, what do you want to see in the second half of the season, right? We just took an early look at the playoff picture. It doesn't include Washington. All right, so what's the goal here over the next 8 weeks of football? What is the goal for Washington? 1-800-636-1067. We can make this a Jaden Daniels discussion. We can make this thing a Dan Quinn discussion. You can take it however you want to. What should Washington's goal be for the second half of the season, given the fact that they are 3-6, given the fact that they have 100 injuries, given the fact that they haven't looked good on either side of the ball in the last few weeks? What should their goal be for the second half of the season? We are live and local here in the nation's capital. AWOD with you, DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We got Wes running the ones and twos. Give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond. You can hear us 9:10 a.m. 105.1 FM. That's where you can check out my regular show Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 in Richmond, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I enjoy that we've taken a few calls from Maryland, from Fredericksburg on my show in Richmond, so I encourage you, if you're enjoying this Saturday show, to check me out Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD, 1-800-636-1067, or tweet me at AWOD Radio. The AP News with the headline, "A regression is one thing, but this Commander season is now a full-fledged nightmare." It's hard to disagree. It's been a very disappointing season. And now with Jaden Daniels' injury, it kind of destroys my weekend. Like, I've told you guys before, Marcus Mariota, all right, I respect him. I do not get excited to watch mediocre quarterback play. That's been in my entire life. My entire life. I want to watch good quarterback play. I want it to be like Chiefs fans. I want it to be like Giants fans had it for a while. Maybe Eli's not the best example, but Peyton Manning, right? Like Tom Brady. Like, I thought Jaden was one of those guys, and I'm still, not out on him at all, but that was so much excitement last year, and it wasn't just the wins. It was good quarterback play and knowing your team had a chance. And now he's out for the future. We'll see how long that lasts, but that's not the topic of conversation right now. It's with Washington, if the playoffs aren't possible, and they seem very unlikely right now at 3-6. What is the goal for the second half of the season? What would Dan Quinn put on the wall as the second half goals to motivate people? And the answer can't just be to stay healthy, because that would be my number one thing, to stay healthy, right? I mean, we've lost a million guys for the season, it feels like. Can they even field 22 guys anymore? To stay healthy would be nice, but that's not anything to build off of. We have to find a way to build some momentum and improve on defense. And Joe Witt Jr. will be moving from the booth to the sidelines. AWOD Radio has been asking for Joe Witt Jr. to move from the booth to the sidelines for 3 weeks now. Turns out the players asked Joe Witt Jr., who then asked Dan Quinn, and they made a change. That seems backwards to me. I don't even know if I believe it, right? Because what we saw from the defense was so bad that that was a fireable offense in my mind, right? Just giving up five scoring drives in a row. And it's not just the first time this has happened. It feels like the last month of football, this defense hasn't been able to get off the field. And so everybody was calling for, it felt like, Joe Witt Jr. to be fired or Dan Quinn to be fired or something to happen because the defense is so bad. And you'd think that Dan Quinn went to Joe Witt and said, well, look, I'm trying to save your job here. We got to try something to fix this. Let's move you down to the sidelines. But that's not the way it was described to us in the press conference that Joe Witt Jr. had heard from the players were asking for him to move to the sidelines. And I think that's very interesting because to me that tells me that there is a disconnect within the 12, the 11 guys that play on defense. There's a disconnect with the defensive side of the ball, and I'm not sure what it is, but Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sidelines maybe can figure that out because the communication's been bad all season. Whether it's been Lattimore or other guys, they're all pointing the finger. We don't know who's supposed to cover who at times, or we play a zone and the zone is so big that guys are wide open throughout the middle of the field or even on the sidelines. They have to do something to improve the play on the defensive side of the ball. And so Joe Witt Jr. will move to the sidelines. And here's why I've been asking for that. Because what I'm seeing from this defense is making the same mistake twice. And that can't happen. And hopefully, with a coach on the sideline, they can communicate what the mistake was and eliminate it. And they might make another mistake in another fashion, but not the same mistake over and over again. And there needs to be more accountability on both sides of the ball. That's absolutely true, right? I mean, I don't know why you would give Zach Ertz a veteran rest day after he has multiple false start penalties and just doesn't look like himself last week. Why did he deserve a veteran's day off on a Wednesday? I think you have to question everything that this current coaching staff is doing right now. Not that I don't believe in them, but things need to change. And so the first one that we will see on Sunday is Joe Witt Jr. on the sidelines. And hopefully, like, when he came to Washington, I think a lot of us, myself included, were impressed with his opening statement in the press conference and how he talked about the violence that he wanted to see on defense. And he got me fired up. He really did. And I thought he brought the energy. Well, then he goes to the booth, and the energy's not there on the field. And the defense has been lifeless this season. So hopefully, he moves to the sidelines, and they communicate better, they don't make the same mistake multiple times, and there's more accountability on the defensive side of the ball. It's hard for Joe Witt Jr. because this team has missed multiple players that they have counted on, and I think it started to crumble when they lost Dietrich Wise because he was really a big part in trying to stop the run. They haven't been able to stop the run. They haven't been able to stop the pass. And when you're letting teams to do both, they're going to work the ball down the field and score over and over and over again. So need to see improved play on defense. But it's tough because I think Joe Witt's in a position where he knows if he blitzes, he's going to get burnt on the back end. If he doesn't blitz, he's going to get burnt on the back end because those guys are trying to cover and they're not able to. They're either trying to cover for too long, right? Or they're trying to cover one-on-one, and they just can't do that. On the offensive side of the ball, play the young guys. Like I said with Zach Ertz, this needs to be the Ben Sennett show. All right, no Luke McCaffrey. This needs to be Jalen Lane on the outside. We've got a million inside receivers. Can Jalen Lane get open on the outside? And I think it's been tough for Jalen Lane to beat press coverage on the outside. It's been tough for him. He had an opportunity, dropped the touchdown pass after he beat a guy on the outside. And I don't think the quarterback, either one, has confidence on him to win on the outside. And that's part of the problem offensively is it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, they don't really have confidence in the guys to win one-on-one on the outside. And we've seen Deebo Samuel really regress, and it just doesn't look like he's getting as open as he did before. I don't think the play calling from Cliff Kingsbury has been nearly as good this season as it was last season. But the big thing that I want to improve on offensively is consistency on the offensive line. Because that was supposed to be a strength of this team. And to me, it's been a big weakness. And they've made changes. All right, Chris Paul, that was the change earlier in the season. Cosme came back. All right, if these are going to be your five guys that will start on the offensive line moving forward, we have to see more consistent play from them. They have to communicate better. No more guys wide open when they blitz. They have to communicate better, less false starts. My goodness, that has to stop. We have to be able to establish a rushing attack. I feel like we're pulling guys too often. It feels like almost every play. We're pulling a guy left, we're pulling a guy right. Why can't we just do more smash mouth, HB gut, running up the middle? And maybe that would help establish more consistency on the offensive line. But I do feel like they're running all over the place. They're pulling. They're blocking for passing plays. And they just don't really get to push forward enough. And what I've seen from the offensive line this season is just really below average. And I think that's the big problem offensively. And I think if it was Jaden, I think if it was Marcus, they don't really trust the blocks in front of them. And then they don't really trust the progressions that they're going through because those aren't the same receivers they thought they'd be throwing it to. So I think the biggest issue, though, on the offensive side of the ball, it starts on the line, and they need to establish more consistency there. So that's what those are a few things that I'll be looking for in the second half of the season here. It's my job to watch. I also enjoy watching every game, even when we're getting blown out, because there's only so many opportunities. There's only 17 games. And although these games take 3 hours and sometimes longer, each quarter is only 15 minutes, right? And so you just you really have to take advantage of the fact that we're in football season. Because before you know it, it will be February and then March, then April, and we'll be begging for, you know, combine news and then training camp and then preparing for the preseason and the next year's regular season. But there are games to be played and divisional games. And divisional games get me excited no matter what our record is because I like to see Philly and Dallas lose. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We're talking about Washington, and the playoffs don't seem to be a thing. So what is the goal for the second half of the season? What do you want to see? I named a few things. And I really want to see a player in his first three seasons pop off. Somebody to get me really excited about next season. Brian tweets me, AWOD, it's basketball season. I understand that. CDT tweets me, AWOD, the goal of the season, if we don't make the playoffs, is to get JD back healthy and looking like he's recaptured his swag. The offense moving the ball and looking explosive again. The D and the entire team solidifying what young players are part of the long-term plan. Yeah, that's a great tweet right there. I totally agree. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. What do you want to see in the second half of the season? Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, A-Rod? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing okay. What do you want to see in the second half of the season?
Bench Chris Paul and put Brandon Coleman back in his left guard position. That has been a total disaster. You know, I think you can't keep giving up on these players. Like, they've been running. You know what? And this has been the real problem with this team. When they benched him and they put Chris Paul in, you know, after week two and said it's him, he needs to do this and do that. We didn't even dress him. And how's that worked out? You know, you keep, you know, I just think this team, there's two things that's been consistent that we could say about both Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury in the 2 years they've been here. Joe gives up a lot of yards and defense has been possessively bad, really bad. And Cliff, you can't run the ball. And I just think if you let Brandon Coleman play and learn, he's going to be fine. But you got to start letting these guys grow. Chris Paul is okay, but Brandon Coleman needs to play. Ben Sennett, I agree with you, does need to play as well, too. Ja'Cory Brooks needs to play. You need to find out if these guys can play and stop saying, oh, we don't trust him, we don't this and that and stuff. You know, you got to start trusting the guys that you have. I don't know if that's a Kingsbury thing. I don't know if that's wide receivers coach, offensive lines coach. I don't know what's going on with that. But at this point now, you got to start playing these guys and seeing if they can play.
Yeah. Good call, Mark. I appreciate you chiming in. And I think that's a great point with Brandon Coleman, because that's a kid that I really liked. And he started almost all of last season at left tackle, which is arguably one of the hardest positions in the league. And I get it. You bring in Tunsil, and they're trying to improve. They felt like that was not a weakness, but an area that they could improve, right? But I'm not sure that Tunsil's been that good of an improvement, and now Coleman's not even in the lineup because you went to Paul. All right, because you went to Paul because you thought he would give you better at that moment. But now we're building for the future. That's a good call. Coleman needs to get back in. Coleman needs some playing time. Let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Hey, man. My thing is, we got to get back to the old Redskins. We got to establish the run game, man. We got to – the run game is an attitude. You got to want to do it, not that we can't do it. And then I want to see what we got out of Big Connolly that we drafted and see if he can be a beast that we thought he would be. And Stennett, I'm like you. I'm with Stennett. You know, we got to see what we got there. If we don't have nothing there, move on. And we got to see if we can find a few gems in the defense that we can build on, man. And I'm out. Thanks.
Yep, good call, Pat. You're right. I mean, running the football, it's a way of life. You have to believe in it. And I just think this team doesn't believe in their running attack. Plus, I don't like the stop. I'm not a fan of the pistol run. I'm not a fan of the shotgun runs. I think it makes life too easy for, like, defensive ends and linebackers to really see what's going on in front of them. I want to get back to more old-school running style, but I'm not sure that we have the guys in place to do that. For some reason, it just feels like they don't try. They don't try to run the ball, and I think the reason why, to be truthful, is exactly what Cliff Kingsbury said at the podium this week. Too many times they're behind by two scores or trailing in the second half. We need to score first. We need to score on the first drive of the game. And I've been asking for that for multiple weeks now, and we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. In fact, we've seen pretty much five out of the last six quarters were blanked. And of course you can't run the ball if you're entering the second quarter and it's 10-0. The end of the second quarter, and it's 6-0 because they've gone down the field twice, and they're driving right down the field. So, yeah, I mean, being able to run the football, it's a way of life, and we have to commit to it. And this should be the week to do that. You don't have Terry McLaurin. You don't have Jaden Daniels. You know the Lions' offense is potent and can score 50 points. Your only chance to be in this game is to control the clock for 60, out of 60 minutes for probably 36, 37 minutes. You have to run for 200 yards. This should be the game in which they attempt 30-plus running plays. They should run as much as you can in this one. They should. But what's going to happen, like every game we've seen this season? They'll probably find themselves down by double digits in the first half and have to abandon the run game completely. You have to have a lead to really be committed to the run. And last season, we were playing with not just leads, but double-digit leads on teams. We were playing with two-score leads on teams and able to run the football. And obviously, Jaden was a big, big part of that with his 851 rushing yards. It just hasn't been the same this season. But I also think part of the problem, it's complementary football. If you want to run the football, your defense has to be able to get stops. Otherwise, you're going to be forced to throw to get back into it. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Second half of the season goals. And look, I definitely agree with everyone. Like, the young guys need to be getting playing time here. And if you look at the roster for Washington, it's like, obviously, we're talking about it's one of the older rosters in football. But that's really only a couple of guys, like Wagner and Von Miller. And so there are a lot of younger pieces on the defensive side of the ball that can get opportunities here. And so Trey Amos is a big one this weekend to get an opportunity to go up against one of the best receivers in the game in Amon-Ra St. Brown. You'll see what Mikey Sanristo can do back on the outside now. I wonder what they do at safety. It feels like, you know, both Quan Martin and Tyler Owens are beat up here. Jeremy Reeves, maybe Savage and him team up. Percy Butler will get an opportunity. I look at the D-line, and I don't see that young guy that's going to pop outside of Johnny Newton. And it's driving me crazy that I'm looking up every week, and it feels like the snaps are more for Eddie Goldman, more for Sheldon Day, more for Daron Payne, more for everybody but Johnny Newton. This needs to be a game. Johnny Newton should play a ton of snaps. He's one of these young guys. Jordan McGee, Dan Quinn was asked about him. Is he the guy that could take over for Bobby Wagner? I don't think so. But can he be a good backup to a Frankie Louvu, who then comes in at linebacker on third downs when Louvu puts his hand in the dirt? And that seems to be the plan for Louvu moving forward, because he just struggles in coverage, especially this year when they put him in zones. But on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Bill, a young piece that we'll see what we get out of him over the second half of the season. Jalen Lane, Ben Sennett, and then the young guys on the offensive line, Connerly. Yeah, I mean, Brandon Coleman absolutely needs to get back in there. Because I was even wondering, if you're not going to have him in there, why didn't you trade him last week when you had the deadline opportunity to? Or a Deebo Samuel, who's probably going to get paid somewhere else next season. I was actually kind of disappointed. They didn't make a trade. They didn't sell. But obviously, it takes two to tango, and nobody really wanted to, I think, you know, get into a partnership with Washington right now in a trade. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. What do you want to see over the second half of the season? And are you hoping that includes seeing Jaden Daniels once again? 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And the AWOD show was on. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. So let's get right to it. We're taking your calls right now, 1-800-636-1067. What do you want to see over the second half of the season? And I know it's been such an awful year. it started as an up and down roller coaster, and it's gone all the way down, and it seems like it's spiraled out of control. And I don't think they're getting the trains back on the tracks, and I felt that way for a few weeks. But every game in the NFL is important because it gives you a chance to get live reps against an opponent. It gives young guys an opportunity to grow and to develop. And you can absolutely create momentum at the end of one season for the following season, right? And so, yeah, I want to see Jaden Daniels at the end of the year if the offensive line is improving, if we're having a rushing attack, and that we believe that we can protect him. Because that's been the problem this year is I just don't think they've done a good enough job protecting Jaden Daniels, and that's why he had him with these injuries. But this week against the Detroit Lions, that was a great call that Brandon Coleman needs to play. Ben Sennett needs to be involved. We have to see what we've got in our young guys, and I want to see a guy that's in his first three seasons pop that we could feel like, hey, maybe he's a starter in that position in the future. What do you want to see over the second half of the season? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Rudy on line one. Rudy, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, good morning, AWOD. Look, you know, we got to go back and figure, you know, at the beginning of the year when the season first started, we had high expectations. You know, everything was working out. You know, we had the plan in order. Then you have the holdout by Terry McLaurin. You have his holdout. He's not practicing and doing what he's supposed to do. Season starts, first game he gets injured. You know, so we don't have anybody to take the tops off of defenses. So they're sucking up on them and concentrating on our new weapon, Deebo Samuel. They're concentrating on him. They figure we don't have to play back anymore. We can play up.
Yeah.
We can stop the run and make
Rudy, you got too much background noise. Hang on hold. We'll see if we can get you back on the line here because I think you're making a great point. But my counterargument would be what John Keim said this week when I listened to the John Keim report. And he said, if your season went wrong because of a Terry McLaurin holdout, you weren't that good to begin with, right? And so then you do have to question why this front office let De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, and Jamison Crowder all go. Because we could have used those pieces, right? Well, I would say, well, De'Ami Brown got overpaid. I'm glad he's not here. But Olamide Zaccheaus, I circle that one as an intriguing one. But then again, I also say, that's not the problem, slot receivers. We don't have an outside guy. And so, yeah, maybe they did botch that this offseason. Because we could all see it coming that Noah Brown wasn't going to stay healthy. I don't think anybody saw this Terry McLaurin thing coming. You could argue, oh, well, that's what happens when you hold out. All right. But look at the body of work he's done in his career. He is almost always available. So this is kind of a weird season for McLaurin, and maybe it does stem from him missing training camp, but they couldn't have predicted that. But Noah Brown getting injured, I think you could have predicted that, and they just didn't have enough guys on the outside. Maybe they thought that would be McCaffrey, and he has flashed. I thought he was certainly stringing together multiple good games in a row. Maybe not the biggest moments, but good games, and was really a weapon on special teams. Sucks to see him go down with a season-long injury. Let's go to Lou in D.C., line two. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Wad, what's going on, my guy? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I can't complain, man. It's a tough season, man. Where do you go from here? I think, like you said, I mean, just play everybody, man. At the end of the day, you ain't got nothing to lose, so just go all out, man. You know, the fact that Sheriff, what's his name?
Coleman?
Yeah, he need to be playing, man. I don't understand. I don't know if he's not good enough or they just not letting him play. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But to me, he was okay like last season. So I just want to see all the bodies out there. They don't really have nobody on the bench anyway. So just play these guys and, you know, I mean, the season is already, you know, I mean, like you said, the train has crashed to me because there, like I said a couple of weeks ago, and people, I'm not, like, hold up. First and foremost, I like to address Toothpick, man, because he said, I speak for the fans. I wasn't speaking for the fans. I just spoke what I know, what I've seen, the 8 games they put up out there. So whatever, 6-game, 5-game it was a couple of weeks ago when he said, I speak for the fans. I wasn't speaking for the fans. I just
I didn't know you and Toothpick had a rivalry here.
Nah, I wasn't, you know, Toothpick, he cool. It's just, you know, he came out and took a shot at me talking about he need to stop speaking for the fans. I wasn't speaking for the fans. I just, you know, spoke my knowledge, what I've seen as far as how the season was going. You know, everything I've been saying is true. Like, I mean, he talking about they're going to make the playoff. All they had to do, win one game. No, it doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might, but not with this body they have. And you know, the defense still, they got issue. I mean, they can't stop. They can't tackle. They can't cover. So I don't understand what they're teaching out there every week.
Well, that's why I'm excited for Joe Witt to move to the sideline, because I think from the sideline he can actually coach. And it does seem, from what I'm hearing, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, they know how to coach. And hopefully the guys will respond to them. That's all we can hope for.
I hope so, man. I mean, like, you know, I love this team, man. You know how I'm about my team. So it's just, you know, I just come, you know, jump on the board knowing that they hurting. You know, they don't have receivers. You know, Jaden, they dependent on this guy to put on his cap and like, you know, ride him like he did like last season with that, you know, horrible defense. And he did that. I mean, but this season, I mean, teams figure out how to stop him. So he's just trying to do too much and showed, and he's getting hurt and things like that. So I just hope they learn their lesson and stop shopping around in this cheap dollar store and go get some receivers for him. I mean, I think that the O-line is fine with me, and, you know, go get a defensive end and a shutdown corner, something like every other team does, and a game changer. That's what we need in order for us to win in that five-year period. So don't waste his rookie season. You know, he got three more, so rookie contract season.
Yeah. I'm with you, Lou.
Yeah, man.
I feel you, and I think you do speak for the fan base sometimes, Lou. I appreciate it. I say I speak for the fan base when this is how I feel this season. This is exactly how I feel this season. I wake up on Sunday morning excited. I go to sleep Sunday night pissed off. It's been my entire lifetime, pretty much. I wake up Sunday morning like a kid in a candy shop, like I walk down the stairs, it's Christmas, and I got a bike, and then Sunday night, it's like I lost all my relatives. I hate losing, and I hate watching this team lose, especially in the fashion that they're losing this season, getting blown out. That was the hype of last season, right? Was that, oh, look how many years we had blowouts. Dan Quinn's the one providing the blowouts, the thumper, right? We are blowing teams out. We're knocking the doors off teams. It's been the opposite this season, and it's eating me up. It's driving me nuts. It's killing me. I know you guys feel the same way. We wake up Sunday excited for the game, and we're going to sleep pissed off. And that needs to change. And how do they change that? I think it's by making the changes that they're trying to make. But really, I think it starts on the practice field. Like, I don't know if they're going hard enough on practice. Dan Quinn talked about how they're leaning into doing more minutes of walkthroughs. Walkthroughs? Walkthroughs? We're talking about walkthroughs? 10 games into this season, walkthroughs? No. The players are half-assing it. Or if that's what we're talking about there, walkthroughs aren't going to change anything. Walkthroughs? They are not communicating good enough. So get Joe Witt Jr.'s ass to the sideline and chew them out when they make a mistake, and then bench somebody so that somebody else can make a mistake. Because I'm tired of seeing the same person make the same mistake twice. But more walkthroughs? Is that going to really change anything? Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We're just getting started on a Saturday morning here in the nation's capital. It's AWOD on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.